Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss a few things about the revved up market. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. You've heard it before, probably even said them yourself a few times, right? Those are the words of the second-guessing investor. They could apply to Apple stock circa 1980 or to pre-boom real estate, but they ring especially true when it comes to collectibles that could have been bought at one time for relatively little, enjoyed, and eventually sold for big gain. Think museum-quality arts and crafts from makers such as Tiffany, as well as cars. Just about anyone who fancies himself a car buff will tell you that they make a pretty poor investment. But prices are taking off for unique collectible autos. This May, an apple green Ferrari 250 GTO made for racing legend Stirling Moss sold for $35 million, and a Ferrari 1958 250 Testarossa that Phil Hill drove to victory went for about $25 million. A Ford GT40 Le Mans racer driven by Jackie Ickx in 1967, a car sold for about $35,000 in 1983, is expected to draw bids of about $8 million during one of the auctions that will coincide with the Concours d'Elegance at Pebble Beach, the most prestigious car collector event in the world. That's going to be held on August 19th. These kinds of auctions will draw feature makes and marks from domestic and foreign makers spanning over 100 years of manufacturing, but watch for Italian and red. Those will probably be the themes. That's it for now. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.